And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Here on the UL campus, they'll have their annual The Art of Giving with the UL Press and other artists showing their wares. It is to help scholarships here at UL Lafayette, and it will take place Thursday evening, December 6th, and Friday at the Alumni Center. On Thursday, the event is from 5 to 8 p.m., and on Friday, December 7th, from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. For further information, you can go to the UL Press or the alumni webpage here at UL. Also on Thursday, the 16th annual UL Ceramics Department Pottery Sale will be taking place. The ceramic students and faculty will be showing what they've created throughout the semester. This will help them go to ceramics conferences in the springtime. There will be hundreds of pieces that they have fired, both in the electric kiln, as well as the soda and wood-fired kilns. For more information, they do have a Facebook page. It will take place in Fletcher Hall, that is the visual arts building, on the first floor. On Thursday evening, it begins at 7 and goes until 10. On Friday and Saturday, it starts at 10 in the morning and goes until 6 o'clock. And the Louisiana Choral Foundation will have two concerts. Angels of Light will be performed Friday, December 7th at the First United Methodist Church in Lake Charles. That concert will be at 7:30. Angels of Light will also be performed on Sunday, December 9th at 3 in the afternoon in Sulphur at the Immaculate Conception Church. For more information, there is a Facebook page, the Louisiana Choral Foundation. And this weekend is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. On Saturday, galleries and exhibit spaces up and down Jefferson Street will be open. All are invited to attend. The Lafayette Ballet Theater will perform The Nutcracker this weekend on Saturday, December 8th at 7 and on Sunday, December 9th at 2 p.m. For more information, their website is lafayetteballettheater.org, or you can look for them on Facebook. The Center for Louisiana Studies is hosting a digital preservation workshop this coming Monday, December 10th at the Lafayette Science Museum. For more information, you can contact the Center for Louisiana Studies. You can also register. They have an Eventbrite page, Deep South Preservation, at the Eventbrite site. The Bayou Bell Choir in Lake Charles is giving concerts this season. Their next one will be Monday, December 10th at 6:30. It will be in Lake Charles at the St. Luke Simpson United Methodist Church. For more information, I believe the Bayou Bell Choir has a website and Facebook page. On Monday, December 10th, Cane Fire Film Series will be showing The Great Buster, A Celebration. The film is about Buster Keaton, of course. For more information, you can go to the Acadiana Center for the Arts website. There you can find ticket information. LPB and Codafil are collaborating on a special Christmas event. It's called Cognac and Christmas. It's a Taste of France and will take place on Wednesday, December 12th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. For more information, the website is lpb.org/boxoffice, or you can call Codafil or go to their website. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will give their annual Christmas concert Thursday, December 13th at the Hyman Center. Joining them will be the Lost Bayou Ramblers, as well as the Lafayette High School Chorus and the Acadiana Symphony Youth Orchestra. For information, you can stop by their website. And at the Opera House of the South in Crowley, there will be a performance of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. This will be performed twice on the 13th and the 14th as well, both at 6:30 p.m. For more information, you can go to thegrandoperahouse.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and the date. You can listen to it on any device that you listen to KRVS on. You can listen to it on your phone, laptop, desktop, and you can share that link with friends and family as well. Please stay with us. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered. We'll be right back.
Harpistry, an eclectic mix of harp-centric world music, Mondays at noon and Sundays at midnight, right here on KRVS.
Later today on This American Life, growing up in Minnesota, John says that nobody ever talked about the war that happened near his hometown, Mankato, or the mass execution there.
The place where that hanging happened, I would have hung out at the mall not far from there, a few blocks down the street. I would have ridden past that spot on my way to, you know, Pizza Hut with my buddies.
A story of Indians and settlers later today.
Coming up tonight at 7 here on KRVS. From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.org.